agenda today is a document that is an implementation plan for the pathways to graduation that is due on April 2nd to the Chancellor's Office. The Pathways program has been discussed for a long time by an ad hoc committee of the Academic Senate meeting through late in the fall and the winter, going back and forth then with the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee to look at what the requirements for pathways are and how we at the college would like to fill in some of the interpretation blanks that are there. In particular, the fact that while Pathways has a 30-credit core that is pretty much prescribed and what it will be, that there is a college option that is up to 12 credits, depending on factors you have seen in the document you received of how many credits students transfer in. The ad hoc committee was chaired by Chris Vickery, so as a preamble to this discussion, I'd just like to invite him to come down for a moment, and since that committee is now dissolved as of this meeting, because its task has been done, I'd just like to let him fill you in on how they work with.
Thanks, Ken. Ignore the job update. It's not really required. I'd like to just to start with a personal statement that chairing the ad hoc committee that this organization put together was an interesting experience and not one that I personally would prefer to repeat. It was tough. There were egos. There were vested interests. There was inertia. And there was intense discussion. But we went through a process of having those discussions, getting put through the ringer. I got to see things that I'd never seen before at Queens College. I saw senior administrators who were passionate about this institution. I saw deans who were passionate about this institution. All of them herding cats. But I also saw faculty and students come to our meetings and pour their souls into this process. The people really cared about doing the best we could, despite that schizophrenic situation that we voted on last November that said, we don't like this process, but we're going to make the best we can of it. And what I saw come out of it, whether Pathways is approved, whether Pathways goes forward or not, what I saw come out of it was seriously concerned and committed people thinking about the curriculum. Whether Pathways is approved or not, the curriculum at Queens will probably change as a result of this process because people have thought about things. People have thought about how things relate, how the current requirements are working or not working. And I think that this entire college should be proud of the work that these people have been putting in. Obviously, the main people that I would like to thank are the ones who attended these meetings. They were open, a large core group. I wouldn't say gigantic, but a core group that filled up the room, showed up repeatedly to discuss these matters. And I think that we owe them all big vote of thanks for the work that they put in. And I think that no matter how things go in terms of implementation or what we decide today, that we should be thankful that we have something to work move forward from. I'll just mention two programs in particular that made very strong movements during the course of deliberation. One is the writing program. The entire writing curriculum is really seriously being rethought, not jiggered or read whatever, but really seeing as how it can be made a strong part and an integral part of the curriculum throughout the Queens College career of our students. And that's going to be not necessarily just part of our pathways. It's going to be something that carries forward. Kevin is here, and he really gets my vote of appreciation for doing some wonderful work on that. But he wasn't working alone. And the other group that has had to wrestle long and hard is the science division. We have a long history of how science courses are taught at this college, and Pathways has challenged those, and the science division is doing the very best it can to deal with that. And those two groups in particular I would like to single out as noteworthy for having contributed strongly to what goes on. So with that, I thank the committee. I thank for the chance to serve on the committee, I guess. but I'll give you a 10 on the committee.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you for saving me a lot of words to say exactly what you said and the point of making the best out of what we have right now. We have an opportunity to not debate the merits of Pathways, but we have an opportunity to take what we've been given and use it to our fullest advantage. The document that you have in front of you reminds me of you wouldn't know, but in the early days of the space program, when we were sending men to the moon, and they would say at some point, okay, a planned mid-course correction was not necessary because we're doing so well. It made us feel good. And that's one thing that happened in this process is a planned UCC meeting to be the last one when we could finalize what the ad hoc committee did was canceled because we had reached this consensus through the hard work of the Pathways Committee and the UCC and going back and forth. So I was very motivated to think that we're on the right track about that. What I'd like to present quickly, because I know that you've read it, the document was fused down to one page with a second page of a lot of footnotes to explain more of the logistics about how we're going to do this. So when we say, yeah, we're going to do this, well, the footnote says this is what we mean, so that when we go through approval processes, you'll have an idea of what the committees will be to approve it. So here are the major points. Aside from how we're going to implement Pathways, what we wanted to have in this document is what we've been doing all along is that there are committees on campus with faculty and students that report upwards to the curriculum committee and to the Senate to approve anything that has to do with general education. The document lists which subcommittees of between writing intensive, the writing at Queens, the abstract quantitative reasoning committee, if you're going to name them all, will take various parts of this, review proposals, and ultimately get them to the Senate. That's something that we've always done, and that's something we felt was very important to continue. The other thing is that we're making this very simple in a way that what is the requirement? Usually it's one course from a list. The list will be created by this body. Just what we've been doing now with Perspectives, it's what we did with LASAR. We will be here presenting to you courses to satisfy the various requirements. So to not belabor this, the Pathways program has the required set of core courses, four courses, which are supposed to be English Composition 1, Composition 2, Math Quantitative Reasoning, Life and Physical Sciences. For Composition 1, it was largely agreed early on that our current requirement of English 110 would persist as being that course. For Composition 2, well, what were the thoughts? Yeah, let's bring back English 120. Let's have the English department teach it. and the English department said, we don't have the resources to do this. So I think there's a very, the writing, as Chris said, the writing program came through with a very interesting proposal that we like, is that there'll be a list of second writing courses, composition courses, that they will recommend to the UCC and the Senate. They're working right now on making those discipline-specific writing courses, but that will be the second composition course, and that's how we will fit into PACA. So that's our implementation. How are we going to do English Composition 2? We're going to create a series of writing courses that meet those outcomes that will be approved here. Mathematics and Quantitative Reasoning, again, will be approved by the Quantitative Reasoning Committee, one course from a list. Life and Physical Sciences, same thing, I'll be proposed to GIAC and approved from a list. Do you want to do questions at these various points or wait till the end? Finish? Okay.
Yes, can you move the question? Just move the question.
Oh, you want to move parts of this?
No, the whole thing.
Ask a question.
Okay.
The whole document.
Hmm?
Move the whole document and then open to debate.
Oh, okay. So they want to have a motion to discuss this, so I will move that the Senate accept this implementation plan.
Okay, it's open to debate.
Hmm? To approve the document in front of the Senate.
A second?
Doesn't need a second, it's a committee
report.
It's
a committee report.
Open for debate.
Debate first?
Okay. If we have to.
Okay, question or debate?
Shouldn't we have a discussion?
Yes.
Okay, anyway, I have some minimal questions. First of all, the initial is WAQ.
Writing at Queens.
Okay, AQRAC?
Abstract Quantitative Reasoning Advisory Committee.
GEAC?
General Education Advisory Committee.
Okay, now to a more substantial question. You, in the Life and Physical Sciences, 3 hours, 3 credits, I remember there was some heated discussion about lab courses and the fact that a lab course, if the course is a lab course, therefore it has more hours than credits. So how is that handled with the life and physical science required for? How is it compatible with that? Is it possible now to have a lab course with, say, 6 hours and 3 credits? Is that acceptable? That's what I want to know. I'm not sure.
Depends what hour of the day you want an answer to that question sometimes. The answer is no, that's not acceptable. The science division is working hard to rework courses that will conform to the Life and Physical Sciences requirement for the required core. The university is providing funds we can apply for, and the science division has applied for funds to work through the summer to create courses that will satisfy the requirements for Life and Physical Sciences.
Going forward, just to move the discussion, I'm going to ask that we limit your remarks to 5 minutes. Is that
I'm reminded that there is an exemption in the science courses for science majors, essentially, where you're required to take by your certification a 4-credit whatever lab course. That will count, but it cannot be required. So students in what's called STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. I usually get one of those wrong each time. You know, those students are covered by the fact that they can use their major courses for gen ed.
I would like to speak in support of the resolution on the letterhead for a couple of different reasons. And the most important reason is I trust Queens College Avenue. We have seen colleges that have not done this. An administrator, a group of administrators, in an office somewhere, have made these decisions. I, being on the Pathways Committee, want these decisions to be made by Queens College faculty. There are many things that have been said in Pathways, and Professor Vickery, that are open to interpretation. I want Queens College faculty to interpret it, not asserting it. As someone who served on the committee, I can tell you this has been an open and transparent process. Students have been invited and have participated in this, along with faculty and administration. The people on the respective committees have done a lot of hard work. And I think we should honor that hard work by passing this resolution. And if you know anything about me, you know that I must have been at this microphone over the past year and a half, about 6 or 7 times, screaming about shared governance. We've seen it work with this Pathways Committee. Our shared governance model here at Queens has worked, and students have been fully invested in this process. And I urge my fellow students and faculty to please support this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Gordon.
Hi, John Heller, student senator.
Against everything we have tried to do over the years in
that violate the bylaws in terms of faculty control of curriculum. I don't know if that lawsuit is going to win, but even if it doesn't win, it is violent, it is against everything we know about how educational reform should come about. It should come about by the ground up, not from the top down, and then those on top asking us to have our input. That is the first reason. Now, if that was the only reason, and the pathways was an improvement on what we have, one might say, oh, I can accept it. But the second reason is that it is not an improvement on what we have. It is not that it's catastrophic in every dimension. It's not that it's, it would be terrible, but it's not an improvement. And I have served in this body for many years, and I voted on many things, and I probably voted wrong on many things, but I've never voted for something that I thought would weaken the education of the King's College student. And if I'm asked to vote on this yes, I'm voting for weakening the education, the quality of the education of the Queen's College student. And I simply cannot do that. So, if it had been designed by us, and we were weakening the education, maybe I could vote for it. If it was designed by somebody else, and it was strengthening the education of Queen's College student, I could vote for it. But if you combine the two, that it was a structure given to us, and that is in fact not improving our education, then I do not see how I can vote for us. Vote for it, rather.
I agree entirely with Frank's analysis of the situation, but I come to a different conclusion. I think you know how I feel about pathways. I was told to be schizophrenic in my approach. I have followed your advice. I am schizophrenic. I think pathways is a combination. I think it lowers the quality of education for our community. The fact that the community colleges were first and foremost to stand up against it says that they recognize the same thing that Frank has just said. On the other hand, I have a responsibility to my students and to my department and to my college. When I'm a college and large senator, so I speak from the college, but I also speak from the heart. The science requirement is an absolute travesty, violates all national norms, and in private conversations with the chancellor, I ask him to please give us back a national norm science course instantly for next year. Meanwhile, I know of at least four major courses used by students to satisfy the general lab science requirement that are going to have to be completely refurbished between now and next September so that we can offer them in 2013 fall. And if next year the review says, oh, you don't have to do that, I have a bunch of junior faculty and schools still available to attend. The amount of workers to be required for at least three different departments in the science division is apparent. But if we don't do this, we're gambling that pathways will fail. If pathways doesn't fail, then we have resources for our students, what do our students do next year? I have no choice. I agree that the committee worked hard and long, and against all my instincts, I say that we should vote for this one.
Every course, particularly new courses that need to be developed, need to be approved by their departments, their department curricular committees, GF, maybe the writing intensive subcommittee or whatever it's called now, the undergraduate curriculum committee, the academic senate, make it into the chancellor's report, which by the way, courses don't always make it there, I've learned that the hard way, and be approved by the trustees. As a participant in my department's curriculum committee, I would prefer an implementation report that was upfront and absolutely crystal clear about the implementation timeline that we are actually working under, which is not a by fall 2013, it's a by January 2013. Also, as someone who worries about the curriculum in my department, and some of you know that anthropology is one of the major departments servicing Gen Ed at Queens College, there are requirements for the flexible Common Core that will radically change how we teach those courses. And I'm not against changing those courses in that way. But these changes will mean that we will probably have to cut the seats that we make available to students to fulfill their general educational requirements in half, if not more. I have no idea where these seats are going to come from to make that up. Also, perspectives doesn't go away. As a department that's committed to general education, we need to continue to offer perspectives courses and pledge to offer pathways courses. I don't think we have the resources. I don't think we can get the resources in place in time to do it. So I'm very worried about this. And I see this as a gamble if we approve and a gamble if we don't approve it. I'm terribly worried about being here a year from now in my department trying to decide which constituency of students we are going to offer seats to, because we will be making choices. And those choices will mean that certain students probably will not get the courses they need.
Just if I can answer a couple of things to that. The implementation plan does call for a timetable, and the implementation plan that we are submitting to CUNY does have one, which I backed up through all of the dates you're talking about, you know, through the, including the dates of their, these Uber committees of CUNY who are approving all of these courses. We have, we know when they meet, I backed that all up. That is, what we brought to the Senate today is the curricular portion of this implementation plan. The timetable is tight, very, very tight, but doable.
It's not doable if departments are informed of it, and so far they have not.
And they will be. We also have, as Chris said, a provost who has been at most of the ad hoc meetings, who is extremely aware of the resource problems and extremely supportive of finding ways to make this happen. Again, it's a tough situation, but what we're, at least what the curriculum committee is bringing forward here is simply how are we going to tailor the requirements for the required core, the flexible core, and the college option in the best Queens College way.
I believe that the timetable, which was distributed to the Pathways Committee at UCC, is also on the Pathways website, our Pathways website.
I'm Alex Reichel from the Children's Science Department, and I have to join Frank in the public's questions. We didn't have to agree on any, and very much. So what I'd like to do is, I'd like to propose, make a motion to adopt a substitute amendment, which would essentially allow us to vote on a proposal in lieu of the pathways proposal that we have before us. And what that proposal would do would be essentially to restore the normal channels of that the government's pathways come. And what it would do is put into place a process by which we, as faculty, would come up with a plan for dealing with problems of transfer students in a way that we find both beneficial to students and also
competitively
sound in terms of what we think is a valid curriculum. The resolution basically acknowledges the importance of a significant number of transfer students at Queens College. It restates our commitment as faculty to involve in the chance to address the problems of transfer students, and this is a message that faculty would be sending back ever since this proposal came down. It restates our commitment to our share. It reaffirms that faculty has the authority to make decisions with regard to the curriculum and awarded degrees at the campus. And in the end, resolves that we create an ad hoc committee of the Senate, as we've done other matters, and we create an ad hoc committee that will study the issue of problems facing the transfer students and come up with formulate proposals for facilitating career easy transfer among community colleges. So I would ask that you join me in approving a motion to accept a faculty-driven process to solve a problem that we are more than willing to participate in finding solutions. Join me in supporting the creation of the adoption of this proposal instead of the pathways proposal that's in front of us. If we don't approve this, I think we should vote down the pathways. If it precipitates a crisis, it is not a crisis on lawmaking. It is a crisis that was imposed upon us by an administration that imposed a heavy-handed solution on us and allowed us no feedback. And if we have to take a stand and if it creates difficulties, our alternative is to lie down and expect to do more than so with the next generation our experience. So I hope you support me in voting for this, or support me in rejecting pathways, and I think we have a real chance to make a statement and shift the whole momentum on this pathway to something new.
Okay, first I need a second. Okay, now we can ask Dave a field to explain what it means to substitute one item for
another. We have an amendment by substitution on the floor. Complicated process, let me explain a little bit. The way an amendment by substitution works, there are two documents, the original main motion and then the substitute amendment. The body will first look at the original motion and make any amendments it might want to make in that document. When there are no other amendments to be made in that document, it will look at the substitute document. It will make any amendments it wants to make in that document. When there are no more amendments to be made in either document, the body will then vote on whether or not to substitute, whether or not the substitute motion will then become the main motion. The body adopts that, and we'll have further debate on the main motion and substituted. The body rejects that, it goes back to the Pathways Committee from the UCC. That's the process. First, any amendments on the UCC proposal, then any amendments on what's just been introduced, then a vote on whether or not to substitute.
Okay,
And it's okay.
Alan, can you stay for a moment if you wanted to make that amendment to the first?
I unfortunately have some medical appointments.
Okay.
Debate is open.
Okay. Debate is open on amendment.
Are there any amendments?
Are there any amendments on the first amendment on the UCC motion?
Okay. Are there any amendments on the other one?
Okay. Are there any amendments on the substitute motion?
So the debate is upon whether or not to substitute.
Okay. So now we're going to debate on whether or not to substitute the second motion for the first.
Personally,